Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Nun. Today there is what to talk about. Today we have Meiris and Ben Yehoyadas and Rav Nevin Zals and Masul Tisharams and Nefesh HaChayims and Yamshel Shlomos and Pnei Yeshuas and Arach Laneris, which I hope that we will, Beit Hashem, be able to get to. I usually don't make such an announcement, but when you have six lines of Agadata in the middle of Baba Kama, you know, it's something to stop and talk about. Okay, but first we start the sugyas of Bor. Bor starts Daf Mem Tes right here, going to the end of the parak on Daf Nun Hey or so. Is it Nun Hey Mabez? Hakones, which starts to H sugyas. Now we have Bor. So we have to put these together. We will refer to back to the first parak when we discuss Bor also, a little bit of Daf Gimel and a little bit of Daf Yud. So we have to make our lists of what the nature of Bor is. Says the Mishnah. Hachofer Bor Bereshus HaYachid UPischo Bereshus HaRabim. Somebody digs a pit in their own Rishus, but the opening is in Rishus HaRabim, meaning it's underground in their Rishus, but the opening is in Rishus HaRabim. O, Rishus HaRabim UPischo Rishus HaYachid. Or they dug it in Rishus HaRabim, and the Pesach is to Rishus HaYachid, and Rashi adds, and then he's mafkir his Rishus. Or Rishus HaYachid UPischo Rishus HaYachid Acher. Or it's in your Rishus, and the opening is to the other Rishus, a different Rishus HaYachid. And then again, you are mafgir your Rishus. In all these cases, chayiv. All the cases, you're chayiv, because it is considered Rishus HaRabim, as we will see. Good. Tosfos earlier, on Daf Chavtes, asked, talking about one person digging in another person's Rishus, Tosfos dealt with what happens if Reuven takes a sakin, which, as we said, is the it has the din of bar, as we talked about earlier, Ado Sakino Maso, Shinichan Rosh Gago. Let's say you put a sakin, Reuven takes Shimon's sakin and puts it in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos holds that Shimon is chayv. Reuven takes Shimon's sakin. Why? Because it's a bar that belongs to someone else, and all boros are in Rosh Hashanah. And yet still chayiv, so sakin belongs to Shimon, so it's his bar versus Rabim chayiv. That's what Tosfos says earlier in Daf Chavtes, and the Ramban argues. Ramban says no. Ramban says you cannot suggest that. And the Imre Moshe explains what's the machlokas about. Why would you say chayiv or patur? So the Imre Moshe says that according to the Ramban, how could you say that Shimon is going to be chayiv? He didn't do anything. Ramban sphere leila chalik dinahita chayiv kam kishalo pashabas yesabar. He says, fine, by certain cases of niskal that we add in the third parak in Hamaniyah, you might say that even without a certain type of pshia, once my bar is there, it's my responsibility to get rid of it. But that's only if something happens by itself. Tosfos compares it. But the Ramban says, no, here somebody else created it. So what, that on paper it's my knife? If you put my knife in the Rishus HaRabim, so what? If officially it is my knife, still I'm not going to be responsible. Masha'enke, in the case over there on Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, which Tosfos compares it to, a case of just Niskal, where my object happened to be in Rishus HaRabim, then I'm going to be responsible, but that's not, there's no other bardas there that is involved. So that's why the difference between Tosfos and the Ramban related to somebody digging in somebody else's Rishus. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Hachofer bar Rishus HaYachid Piskel Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. If I dig a bar under Rishus HaYachid, under my own Rishus, but the door, the opening, the top of the pit is in Rishus HaRabim Chayiv, I am going to be Chayiv in that case. V'zehu bar ha'amur b'Torah. And this is the bar that the Torah talks about. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's the bar that the Torah talks about, meaning to exclude what? To exclude bar Rishus HaYachid. According to the first opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, we're going to have two versions in the Gemara. We're going to have Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba's version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Yosef's version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So first we're doing Rabba's version of the Machlokas, as we're going to see in a minute. So according to Rabbi Yishmael says, what's the bar that you're chayiv? The bar is a Rabbim. But let's say you dug a bar in your own Rishus, and then you were mafkir your Rishus, but not your bar, your pater. That's not the case that the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about a case of bar b'Rishus HaRabim. That is Rabbi Yishmael Shvita. Why would you be pater in that case? If you dug a bar in your own backyard, then you're mafkir your backyard. but you keep your bar ownership. So Rashi quotes, third to last line on the Amud, De kasavar, because he holds, ki afkarana lachar rishusi, when I mafkir you, my rishus, lav l'chiyuve ana behezeka afkarte. I'm not mafkirit al das to be chayv nezek. So what does that mean? What happens once you mafkir, you're mafkirit. What do you mean? You're not mafkirit al das this. So that's what the certain achronim say. The Biur Hadaf says that it can't be that it's really hefker here. Because if it's really hefker, what do you mean? You can't make any tsunoim on your hefker. It's not mafkir lagabi this. So that's what you have to say, that it means if he wouldn't be mafkirit, if I would have to be chayv and nezek, then it wouldn't be mafkirit. Maybe it's my rishus, rishus amazek, and therefore it's your fault for coming into my rishus. So that's what you have to say. Rashi means in la haslos lomar shazelo hefker leinian lischayv beniskei abar alakavana shenatan rishus li kaneis lemishi yishmar al shoro shlo yinozek me abar. You have rishus as long as you guard yourself, but if you don't guard yourself, you don't have rishus. So that is what the ayalat hashachar explains in shitas Rashi. So that is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. That what's the bor in the Torah? Bor b'rishus harabim. Continuing, Rabbi Akiva omerno, hifkir rishus lo hifkir baru zeho bar amor b'Torah. Even if you're just mafki your rishus and not your bar, that is also the bor that it talks about in the Torah. Obviously, bor b'rishus harabim also. Right? That's the main bor, as we'll see. So Amar Rabbah. So now we get two versions, 2 days in the Gemara. Amar Rabbah, day number one. The bor b'rishus harabim kol yamalo pligi de mechayiv. Bor in Rishus Rabim, everybody agrees that you're chayiv. If I go into Rishus Rabim and I dig a pit, or I put something dangerous into Rishus Rabim, for sure I'm chayiv. It's my responsibility, my time, huh? Because the pasuk says, Amar Kra, ki yiftach v'chiyichre, doesn't say those two words together, but it's two phrases. Ki yiftach ishbar v'chiyichre ishbar. Right, a person's going to be chayiv for digging a pit, or for opening a pit that was already dug. So the Gemara asks, im al psicha chayiv al kriya lo kol shekein. If you're chayiv for just opening a pit, surely you're chayiv for digging the whole thing. So why do you have to tell me that you're chayef for digging a pit? Just that you're chayef for opening a pit, and you would know it. Kal vachomer, ella shall escape psicha val escape kriya balo. But to teach me that you're chayef just for opening or just for digging, even if that's your only connection to the pit, meaning it's in Rishus Rabim, you don't own the pit. Al escape kriya val escape psicha. Even if you're only asek with this pit, your only connection is digging or opening. That's good enough. So therefore, that's how you know everybody agrees bor b'rishus harabim is going to be chayiv. Lo nechleku ela v'bor b'rishuso. The machlokus is whether by a case of bor b'rishuso. What does that mean? Not a bor in your rishus, period. Because then, of course, you're going to be pater. If I take a bor in my backyard and you fall in, so that's I'm pater. Unless it's something that plays that the issues of makeh, which is going to come up a little more tomorrow. But in general, if you weren't allowed to go into my rishus, then it's something that I should take care of. Let's say I have a swimming pool in my backyard. So if I know that the people from the neighborhood come and use it, even if you know it's in my rishus, I have to take precautions. But bar b'rishuso that we're talking about here is a case where you then were mafkir your rishus. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds bar b'rishuso nami chayiv. That case is also chayiv d'chsev. Why? Ba'al habor. The Torah describes the person as the Ba'al Habor. Bibar de Isle Ba'ilim Kamarachwana. So Ba'al Habor means the Ba'al that owned the bar when he dug it. And he still owns it. It's just the rishus around it now is Hefker. For Rabbi Shmuel Savar, no. What does Ba'al Habor mean? Ba'al HaTakala. The one who created the Takala. But if it's in your rishus, you would be Pater in that case. So that's with Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Again, Bar Rishus Rabbi already agrees Chayiv. The Machlokas is about Bar Rishuscha. Elamai Zeo Bar HaAmur BaTorah Takam Rabbi Akiva. So then what's that statement of Rabbi Akiva? This is the bar that it says in the Torah. And Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says, this is the bar that it says in the Torah, you understand that's to exclude Rabbi Akiva. Zeil bar amar Torah to exclude Rabbi Akiva's bar b'rishuscha. But Rabbi Akiva's statement of this is the bar that it says in the Torah, what is that excluding? He agrees to Rabbi Yishmael. So what's that excluding? So zeil bar shepasach bo akasa tchila litashlumin. What it means is, this is the bar that it says in the Torah, meaning he's not excluding anything. He's just talking to Rabbi Yishmael and saying, look in the Torah. In the Torah, it says two things. It says two statements. Look at Rashi right across from where we're up to. Hachi ka'amar, actually, two lines up. Ubar b'rishus harabim, bar de'islei b'aylam ne'amar eitzel tashlumin, first skinny line. Kedachse b'ala bar yishalem. There are two phrases in the Torah. By tashlumin, by the payment, it says ba'al habar yishalem. And by nezek, it says ki yiftach ishbar v'chi yichre ishbar. So says Rabbi Kiva, those are two statements. Yiftach v'chiyichre is by Bar Birshus Harabim, and Balabar Yishalem is by Tashlumin. But one is Bar Birshus Harabim, one is Bar Birshus Hayachid, that you would then mafkir. So that's what it means. This is the bar that the Torah talks about both Boros. So how could you, Rabbi Shmuel, not agree to me? That is all version number one of the Gemara, the Shita of Rabba, his version of the Machlokas. The Tosas on the previous Amud on the bottom, the little Tosas, there's only a little here because it's big in other places. Tosas says, what do we say? Why does the Torah have to say digging? Just say opening, and digging will be pashut, it'll be obvious. It must be just aliske kriya u aliske psicha. So Tosas quotes that in the Medrash, b'mechilta amrinan mikan she'ein onshin min hadin. The Mechilta uses this makar for the limud, for the klal, that you're not allowed to give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. That's why the Torah has to say it. Ein onshin min hadin. But our Gemara does not use that. Why, Tosfos says? Because it's like my shita, says Tosfos. That our Gemara holds onshin min hadin. Where does Tosfos know that from? Remember back 48 days ago, on that base. First daf in Baba Kama, that base of an aleph on the bottom. Right, Tosfos discusses onshin min hadin or not. Second half of Tosfos to your maskel below. Tosfos says, Mashma from here, that we are onshin min hadin, because it talks about lo hare, all these, like you learn one av hanezek from the other av hanezek. How could you do that? He says in the Mechilta, it says onshin min hadin, right? So he said that he quotes this Gemara, Pepera kapara, darshli the drasha achrisi. So Tosfos assumes that the Bavli holds onshin min hadin. So in the Medrash, he'll say onshin min hadin. But that is the discussion we've had a number of times from the Achronim, the Lechach Tov, and the Rashba there. The various reasons for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Usually that is what we assume. Ein Onshin Min Hadin, even though Tosfos assumes that it's a machlokas Bavli and Mechilta. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar, and as we always say, we'll come back to Onshin Min Hadin if we have time at the end. Rav Yosef Amar, Bibor. Imagine if we had the Shira at night, we would always come back to these things because there's no ending time. But the other Shira to have at night. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef has the second version of the machlokas. Bebarbershus hayachid kuli amalo pligi demachayev. No, Rabbi Yosef says everybody agrees by barbershus hayachid. Meaning, if you dig a pit in your rishus and then you're mafkir your backyard, so then everybody agrees in that case you're chayev. My time up, bal habar amarachmana. Bar is lay by lamaskina, because the Torah says bal habar. So that's why that case everybody agrees to. Ki pligi bebarbershus arabim. The machlokas is a barbershus arabim. Rabbi Yishmael Savar Bar Birshus Hayachid. Rabbi Yishmael Savar Bar Birshus Harabim. I'm sorry, I skipped. Nami Chayev Dechsev Kiyiv Tach V'Chiyichre. Rabbi Yishmael now switches. Rabbi Yishmael is the one that is Machmir. Bar Birshus Harabim is also Chayev, because Kiyiv Tach V'Chiyichre. Imal Psich Chayev Al-Kriya Lo-Koshakein, Elash Al-Iski Psich Al-Iski Kriya Ba'alo. Same as we said. For Rabbi Akiva, Hanach Mitzvach Tzrichi. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's a different, you need Kiyichra and Kiyiftach for a different reason. De'i katzav rachmana kiyiftach. Because if the Torah just said kiyiftach when you open a pit, without saying when you dig a pit, hava amina, I would have thought. Poseachu desagile bekisui. So if I open a pit, I will be pater if I cover the pit. Kura lo sagile bekisi ad toimle. But let's say I dig a pit, I would have thought that the only way that you are going to be pater after digging a pit is by filling up the pit again, not just by covering it, because you dug it. How do you remove this, not just protect, but how do you remove this mazik from the rishus? You have to fill it up. That's why you need ki yichre. And if you only had ki yichre, havamina, I would have thought, kriyahu debay kisui, b'shut avin maisa. When you dig something, so that's when you have to cover it, because you did a real act there. Avo poseach de lo avin maisa, but if you just open a pit, a makisunami lo boy, you're not going to be chay for that. What'd you do? You didn't really create this mazik. Somebody else did. So you now, you know, moved away the cover, but who says you're going to be chay for that? Maybe it's not the best thing to do, but you're not going to be chayev kamash malan. That's why the Torah has to say also poseach, not just kore. Ella maizeo bar amur batorah, to come Rabbi Yishmael. Now we ask the opposite now. Now that Rabbi Yishmael includes both, not only does he say you're chayev bar birshus hayachid, but also bar birshus harabim. So what is that? What is that statement excluding? Zeo bar shapasav akasav tchila linizakin. The same similar idea that we said before in Rabbi Akiva. This is the bar that Torah talks about in Nizakin. Okay. Okay. Weiter. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Barber Shus HaYachid and Barber Shus HaRabim. Again, Rabba's first opinion is that everybody agrees to Barber Shus HaRabim. The Machlokas is about Barber Shus HaYachid. Second version, Rav Yosef, everybody agrees to Barber Shus HaYachid, and the Machlokas is about Barber Shus HaRabim. Good. Period. So now we have two questions that we try to each answer. So Meisvei, let's ask Akasha, third line, HaChofer Barber Shus HaRabim U'Pischol Rishus HaYachid Patur. Our Mishnah, not really our Mishnah, but it's the same case as our Mishnah. If you dig a bar in Rishus HaRabim and the opening is to Rishus HaYachid, you're Pater. The opening is to Rishus HaYachid, you're Pater. Why? V'yafalpi, why are you Pater in that case? Because the opening is to Rishus HaYachid. What are you doing in my Rishus? It's in my property. V'yafalpi she'en Rashoy Lazos Kane, and even though you're really not allowed to do that, Lefi she'en Osin Chalal Tachas Rishus HaRabim, because you're not allowed to dig something under Rishus HaRabim. Even if it's sturdy, but still, who knows what might happen, what might fall through one day, something heavy, heavy artillery going onto the street. You're not allowed to dig something under Rishus HaRabim. Continuing, HaChofer Boro Shichun Ma'aros Rishus HaYachin U'Pischol Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. Also, if you dig a cave or some type of cavity under Rishus HaYachid, and the Pesach is in Rishus HaRabim, you're also going to be chayv in that case, because they're the Pesach and Rishus HaRabim. So here, the Reisha says, if the Pesach and Rishus HaYachid is Pater, and the Seifa says, chayv. So we're going to talk about each of those cases. HaChofer Boros, the Rishus HaYachid, HaSmucho Rishus HaRabim. What happens if you dig a pit in your own Rishus, but it's very close to the street? Kagon Elu HaChofrim LaUshin, like these who dig for the foundations of their houses, for the houses that they dig underneath right next to the street, right? They want to use every inch of property that they have, right, for the house. So Pater, so then also they're going to be Pater, as we'll see, because everybody understands. Everybody does that. It's understandable. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're Chayiv in that case. Ad Sheyaseh Mechitza Asara, or Sheyarchek Mimakam, Jesus Rakli Adam, Umimakam, Jesus Rakli Behema, Arba Tvachim. Or Amos, it says on the side. Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Chayiv until there's 10, build a Mechitza, 10 Tvachim high, or you distance from the place where people walk, either 4 Tvachim or 4 Amos on the side. So, the Gemara says, Taima, the only reason that you're allowed to dig so close to the street, according to the Tanakama, is Dila Ushin, because you're building the foundation for your house, so it's understandable why you're doing it. Halav Leushin, but if it would stop be digging something right next to the street, Chayiv, then you would be Chayiv in that case if you're not doing it for any specific purpose. So, Hamani, who is the author of this Brisa? Right, the first case says that if the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be Pater. The second case says if the opening is in Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayiv. So, Lechara is talking about somebody who's Mechalek between Barber Shus HaRabim and Barber Shus HaYachid. So, Bishlam Ala Rabba, according to Rabba, I understand Rabba, again, first version, Rabba, what did Rabba say? Everybody agrees Barber Shus HaRabim, the Machlokas is about Barber Shus HaYachid. So, fine. Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael, Vasef, Rabbi Akiva. The Reisha who says that you are Pater in Rishus HaYachid, that's Rabbi Yishmael. And the Seifa, which says that you're Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, that is Rabbi Akiva. Right, that's fine. So El Rav Yosef, so we're going to do Rav Yosef, we have a problem. So Rav Yosef again said, everybody agrees by Barber Shus HaYachid. The Machlokas is by Barber Shus HaRabim. So Bishlam HaSeifa Divrei HaKol, the Seifa is according to everyone, because the Seifa is about Barber Shus HaYachid, and everybody agrees Chayiv in that case. El HaReisha Mani, but the Reisha which says you are Patur in Rishus HaYachid. So who is that like? Mani, Lo Rav Yishal, Lo Rav Yakiva. Who is that like? Everybody agrees you're Chayiv in Rishus HaYachid. So Amar Lecha Rav Yosef Kula Divrei HaKol. Rav Yosef would say no. The Brisa is like everybody. The Reisha Shel Hifkeres Lo Rishus Lo Baro. The Reisha, you know what the case is? That you were not mafker anything. So it's real Rishus HaYachid. It wasn't Rishus HaYachid that you were mafker. It's real Rishus HaYachid. So then of course you're Pater, because I could say, what are you walking into my Rishus for? Amar Rav Ashi. So that's how the whole thing could be according to Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Ashi Hashta Du Ukimta Rav Yosef Lo Divrei HaKol. Now that you were able to learn the Brisa according to Rav Yosef, according to all Tanoim, so the Rabbi Nami lo took me ketanoi. Maybe also Rabba, you're not stuck, you're not boxed into saying that there's a machlokas Tanoim between the Reisha and the Seifa, but me the Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, Seifa Nami Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe the whole Brisa is Rabbi Yishmael. Aye, the problem was the end. If it's Rabba's Rabbi Yishmael, Rabba who says that everybody agrees by Rishus HaRabim, but the machlokas is by Rishus HaYachid. So if a taima de leushin, what did the Brisa say? The only reason you're allowed to do it so close to Rishus HaRabim is because you're doing it to build the foundations to your house. halav le'ushin chayiv, but otherwise you would be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Isn't that bar b'rishos hayachid? And therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you should be pater. No, going to arvich arvuche l'rishos harabim. You went a little too far. You went a little too far in building your house. You dug those like the bases right in rishos harabim mamish. Right, you dug it all the way out into rishos harabim, and therefore you are going to be chayiv. That is a problem. That is what the that is what the Gemara says. Asks the Rashba and asks the other Rishonim, why is this different? Let's say, why is this different than we've had cases earlier about on Daf Lamed? We had Mosi Zivlo L'Rishus Harabim. Right, what's the case of Mosi Zivlo L'Rishus Harabim? You're allowed to throw your garbage at the Rishus Harabim. The Gemara there says Mutter, but you're going to be chayiv for it because everybody understands it. Right, or other cases of Ner Chanukah. Right, so why over there is it going to be chayiv, even though you're allowed to do it, while here, digging yesodos to your house, if it's within your property, not like the ukimta that we just made that you went too far, but it's within your property, right, everybody understands it, and therefore, you are going to be putter. Why? Why don't you say, everybody understands it, it's mutter, but you're going to be chayiv anyway? Once in your rishus, what's not in your rishus, but still, this is close enough to Rishus Rabin where people are going to stumble over it, and we say that, you know, it's going to cause problems. So answers the Rashba, the Efshar de Chafiras Leushin Hu Yoser Tikin Ha'olam the Yishuv HaMedina. Everybody does this. It's more of a societal need. The Kula Medina Nichuluhu Bahachi to Kulu Matzroch Srichi Laha. Not everybody throws their garbage into the street. But everybody goes through this. That's what the Rashba says. And the Ravid says what you said. This is a Rishus Rabbim Amish. It's right next to it. So therefore, it is going to be different. Anyway, they talk about when do you have, again, that was the case we discussed on Daf Lamed, when do you have cases where something is mutter, even though you're going to be chayiv, separating the chiyuv of Nezek from the iser of Hezek. Okay, let's continue. So that's all Mesvei number one. Mesvei number two. Mesvei v'taima de le'ushin alav. I'm sorry. Mesvei achover bar b'rishus hayachid upis l'rishus rabim chayiv. The next price. So if you dig a bar in rishus hayachid and is opening in rishus rabim, you are chayiv. B'rishus hayachid asmuchel rishus rabim pater. But if it's in your own rishus close to rishus rabim, then you're going to be pater. So again, who is this? Like Bishmal or Rabba? According to Rabba, this is beautiful. Kulur b'shmali. Because remember Rabba. Rabba's first version. Rabba says everybody agrees to bar b'rishus harabim. The machlokas is bar b'rishus hayachid. So this price is Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that you're chayiv in bar b'rishus harabim and you're pater in bar b'rishus hayachid. Fine. El Rav Yosef, b'shlema reisha Rabbi Yishmael. But according to Rav Yosef, the reisha is Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael holds your pater. Rabbi Yishmael says that you are chayiv in bar b'rishus harabim. El seifa mani, but the seifa that says you are pater for bar b'rishus hayachid, that doesn't work because everybody says you should be chayiv. Mani lo Rabbi Yishmael lo Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lacha v'chofer le'ushin v'divrei akol. No, it's a case of chofer le'ushin, and that's why you're pater because everybody understands. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Chofer u'pasach u'masar l'rabim. Let's say you dig a big hole in Rosh Hashanah and then you say, here, I dug it for the Oli Regalim. I dug it for you. And you give over the reins of the pit to the Rabbim. What exactly does that mean? Rashi sounds like you just tell the mayor. Tell the mayor, that's all you have to do. You don't have to do any kind of maisa. Rashi says the last three lines of skinny lines, to Amar Lebneiro, Habar Zesh Chavarati Tzarech Lachem Lishtos Megeshamim. It's for you. It's for you. Here it is. Harizet Masul Lachem. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, who has a different girsa in our Gemara, where it says, Masar Lo Dilyo. You gave them the cover. You gave them the cover of the pit. You had to do a maisa. Maybe just telling them would not be enough. Masadilio, you gave them the cover of the what? It's, you would think it means a bucket, but he says Pirish Kisuyo, right? So okay, that's why I translated it like that. So that's the, you gave it over. So that's the case. You have to do a maisa. The Torah quotes both. The Torah and Simon Tuf Yud quotes both. Either Masalo Kisuyo Sobar, or you just tell them. Either way, he then quotes a machlokas. Once one has to figure out what's the svara for this machlokas. What happens if you dug a pit for yourself and then you decide to give it to the rabbin? So does that make a difference? So the Torah quotes, dechafer meikar letzorach atzmo v'hadar mimlach l'misla rabim lo is pater ad tamim le or ad machasi le. That bar you have to either cover or fill in. You can't just give it over. It said the tour the ein nira. What's the difference? To keep it the most ratel rabim behein tzrichan lo my nafkamina shechafer mitchil letzorcho. Gonna spend time on what's the start of that machloket? Just because you dug it for yourself, but right now you're giving it over to the rabim. So what difference should it make? What? Because when you dunk it, it already had a shame mazik.
Right.
That's what it sounds like. It already was a shame mazik, and if it's to remove a shame mazik, you know, you have to do a more active approach. If you dunk it totally for the tzibor, then it never had a shame mazik. Never had a shame mazik. So you have to say something like that. Well, the Torah argues. The Torah says no. But right now, you're removing the shame mazik by giving it over to the tzibor. Either way, interesting machlokas. Somebody, but even it might right, but even so, even if you before you give it to the rabbim, I don't know if that's even a shame mazik. You're going to be you're responsible for it, but is that really a mazik? Might be a pshia. I'm not sure if it has fully dini mazik. Okay, so next chafar upasak umasla rabbim pator chafar upasak umasla rabbim chayiv. But if you dug it for the rabbim, but you didn't get over yet chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv. And this was also the minhag of Nechunya who dug all the wells for Klal Yisrael. He used to dig it and give it over to the rabbim. And when Chacham heard about it, they said, oh, Nechunya keeps this halacha. He gives it over to the rabbim. What? This is all he keeps. It's the only halacha he does. He even knows Baba Kama Dafnun. Right? He even knows that. Period. Okay, as promised, 10 lines of Agadata. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Bebita Shanachunya Kvar Chofer Shichin, right, all the storybooks. The daughter of Nechunya Chofer Shichin. Nechunya was the one who dug all the wells for Klal Yisrael, going up to be all a rego. So his daughter one time, Rachman Alaslan, fell into one of the pits. Shinafel the Bar Gadol fell into a pit. Bovo, Dios Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, they came to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Why did they come to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza? You remember from Brachas? He was the one that davened for all the cholim, and if the seal was shagur b'fiv, then he knew everything was okay. Sha'ar Rishona Amar Lahem Shalom. They say to him, Sha'ar Rishona, the first hour. He says, Shalom, don't worry about it, she's okay. Shnia Amar Lahem Shalom, don't worry, she's okay. Shlishis, if the third hour, Amar Lahem Alsa, she went out already. Amru La Mihalach, how'd she get out? I'm sorry, they said to her when she came back, it really happened, she came out after the third hour. We'll talk all about this after. Let's just do the whole Gemara. Amar Lahem, she says, Zachar shel Rechelim nizdami li. A little goat was walking by. Rashi says, third line from the bottom, Elo shel Yitzchak. V'zakin echad manhigo. And there was a zakin that was leading it. Rashi, Avraham. Amru lo. So the Akeda walked by. Amru lo, Navi ata. They said to Rechelim Edosa, are you a Navi? How do you know that she went out after the third hour? Amar Lahem, he says, Lo Navi anochi v'lo ben Navi anochi. I'm not even a grand Navi. Ela kacha marti. This is what I said. Davar she'oso tzadik mitztarbo yikosha bozaro. This, the thing that this tzadik worries so much about, he digs the pits for Klal Yisrael. So his daughter is going to fall into one of these pits? Can't happen. Finishing up. Actually, let's stop there for a minute. Okay, there's a lot to talk about on this Gemara. First of all, there's a big halachic discussion that comes up, and that is the Meiri and the Tshuva of the Rivash in Simin, Shin, Ayin, Zayin. Sugya of Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. Right? If a husband, Sugya is Vedas Isha. If you see a husband fall into the water, how long do you have to wait to say that his wife can get remarried? So how long? So says the Rivash, 3 hours. 3 hours right here, this Gemara. Right? He waited 3 hours. At that point, you can't say she's still okay. She's still okay? It must be that she came up. That's what the Rivash says. Other Achronim say, what are you talking about? How can anybody stay underwater for 3 hours? It can't be 3 hours. Maybe 3 hours. She can't stay underwater for 3 hours. Something must have happened that he knew otherwise. So it can't be. So they say Shah here must not mean Shah. Shah must mean a moment. Give me 3 hours. Give us a moment. Like we had, they call the Mishnah in Sota Daf Tes, where it says that Miriam waited Shah seeing Moshe Rabbeinu in the river. Does that mean Shah? I mean, Shah, it means a certain time. So here too, Shah might mean certain moments. The Bach also says in a tshuva, maybe you can't prove it from here, because also by a bar, maybe there are ledges to hold on to in the bar. Exactly. Who says it's underwater? Mashahenkein Mayim in an ocean. Maybe there are pockets underneath, of air pockets. Either way, this Gemara might not be so such a raya. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in a tshuva, lamaisa, you gotta wait at least 3 hours. Gotta wait 3 hours. Because the Rivash said it, you gotta wait 3 hours. That is point number one, a halachic discussion that comes out of this case. Says the Ben Yehoyada. We got a few of them today. Says the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai. What are these 3 hours? Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya tam l'shlosha chalukos eila. What are the three? Her father made bars for ole regalim. Three regals. Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. And we know that each of the avos were keneged one of the regalim. And we know each of the avos were keneged one of the three amudim that the world stands on. So you got the avos, you got the regalim, and you got the amudim that the world stands on. How do you put them together? Tchila ba Avram Avinu. First, he is connected Avram Avinu, and he obviously did Gemilas Chasadim, and connected him as Chag HaSukkos, which is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed for us, Adon Le'akavid, or Sukkos Mamish. That is number one. He says, they say Shah Achas, Avram Avinu is protecting her. Right, Avram Avinu, because the Avram Avinu, which is Sukkos, right, he's Ola Regel, he gets the Schus of Avram Avinu. Right, that's Chesed. V'yachra ba Yitzchak Avinu Olav HaShalom, and then Yitzchak came, and V'tikin V'kiyim Amon Avoda, Yitzchak is Avoda, Yitzchak's the Akeda, and that's Keneged Chag HaPesach. Why is it Chag HaPesach? He says, question that I think we've dealt with earlier, why is it called Chag HaPesach? If Pesach is really Erev Yontif, right, really you do the Karan Pesach on Erev Yontif. You don't do anything with it. You eat it that night, but really it should be called Chag HaMatzos. Why is it called Pesach? Because we focus on the carbon. Because the carbon is defining, and says the Ben Yehoyada, Zachinu liyantiv zeh al shal sher hikriv Yitzchak Avinu as atzmal gavi hamizbeach. Because he was makriv himself on the mizbeach, that's why we were zoche to a Pesach, ukiilu karvu mamish. So Yitzchak is connected, avod is connected, Pesach. So he says, Shah Shnia, don't worry, he has the schus of Yitzchak, which is Pesach. And finally comes Yaakov Avinu al vashalom. Yaakov was omer haTorah, connected Chag HaShavuos. Right, he learns for so many years, Shuyah Matan Torah, and therefore he says, the third hour, Amud HaTorah is Machrias Kulam, and therefore I know an ace is going to happen. That's the, because he was a Mizake, Klal Yisrael, in these Yomim Tovim, so it has to be that, it has to be that he gets the Schuyos of all of these Yomim Tovim. Why Dafka the Akeda, why did the Akeda come and save her? Right, what happened to you? Oh, I saw a goat walking, Avram Avinu and the Akedah. What is that, the Akedah? Says the Pnei Yeshua here. You might say, un-Pnei Yeshua-like. Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'yira de-ramza bazeh, de-vadai nigzer aleha mishamayim lamisa. Really, she was supposed to die. There was a gzera lamisa. But it was Rechinin Bedosa's tefillah that helped her. It was his tefillah. Ho'ola tefillah sosher Rechinin Bedosa. But once there was a gzera lamisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to accept it until there's a tzmura, until there's a substitute. So it's a substitute, just like what? Just like other Gemaras he quotes, and he says, just like we do on Erev Yom Kippur with Kaparis. He says, you gotta have a substitute. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says that's you're not allowed to do that. But Darki Ha'amori. But we pass in the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to pass on like the Shulchan Aruch. But he says, you only need a Tzmura. So therefore, what? What's the hint? The hint is the Akeda. The Akeda had a Tzmura. The Akeda, Yisra Gavinu, there was an aisle that went by. And that was the Tzmura, Kena says that. And it says, this also explains why didn't they ask Rabbi Chanina Medosa, aren't you a Navi? Why didn't they ask that? Why did they ask that only after they asked her what happened? Right? When he said, oh, she's out. Why didn't they say, are you a Navi? How do you know? Why did they wait? No, because the Iker Tmiyasam is because once they saw her, and they asked her, and they said about the Akedah, they realized, oh, it must be a Tzmura, there must have been a Gzeira. So then they say, are you a Navi? What happened? There was a Gzeira. Oh, it was my Tefillah, and that it never would have happened, because person is not Nichshal in what that he is Mezakeh the Rabbim for. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer, what's the connection to the Akedah. The Aruch Laner in Yevamos, where this story comes up also, has two other pshatim. He says, number one, we know the Medrash, while Avram was going to the Akedah, the Satan dressed up like a Yamsuf, trying to stop him from going to the Akedah, and he davin. So she in the pit davin, save me from this water, just like they were saved going onto the Akedah from that water. That's the Akedah, right? So we do Tashlich, one of these we do Tashlich by water. And number two, Avram Avinu did the Akedah on Har HaMoriah. And Avram Avinu said, Bahar Hashem Yeroah, on this mountain, B'nai Yisrael should be Yeroah called Zachorcha. All of Klal Yisrael should come be Ola Regel on this mountain. Right, he should have the schuyos. That's the connection of the Akedah.
If it's Zera, then it obviously could have died.
if it's a gzeira, it could have happened, but he was karei the gzeira. Okay, I guess we'll have to continue now for a minute. Continuing the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Acha Afapikein, even though this is true, that somebody that a tzaddik has been starin, his zera won't be nechshalin, meis b'no bat samar. Rachman al Islan, his son died in thirst. Rachman al Islan, shenemar usvivav nesara ma'od, Hashem, literally, svivav, next to him is a big storm. Malamesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, medaktik him svivav, afil kuchot asayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with those near him, even kuchot asayra, like a thread. What did he do wrong here, though? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, medaktik him kuchot asayra. So some of the Achronim say, maybe he could have covered it up also, with Nimashur Sadin. And even though on a regular person he would have been medaktik, he's medaktik kuchot asayra. The Meiri says here, La'olam al yahara adam achar midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu hayanira beinav kitzadik biyoser v'afilu karo onesh v'davar shayroyi l'gam lo v'oso inyem misad midosav shakol biyosher u'mishpat. And even if we don't understand it, as many Gemaras say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hatzor tamim pa'alok yichod rachad mishpat. We just don't understand it. The Yamshar Shlomo says, obviously, the din is not just in olam hazeh, but it's also in olam haba. Period. Weiter. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Kol Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vatran Hi, Vatrum Chaya. If anybody says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, he gives in, like we tell our kids, be a Vatran. If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, no, your intestines will be given up. Yivatrum Ma'ohi, Shenemar Atzur Tamim Ta'alok Yichol Derachah Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a perfect world. So what does that mean? So many of the Bali Musar talk about this. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivatru Ma'ohi. The Mzul Sasharim talks about this in Perek Dalin, where he talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sur Tamim Pa'alo. So how do we believe in Chazdei Hashem? Rachmanus. Racham HaVakal Masav. So how does Rachamim work with Din? So says the Mzul Sasharim, really, there's Din in the world. There's Din. Everything is exact punishment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does three things. Because really, mitzad din, we should get punished immediately, A. Number two, the punishment should be perfectly commensurate with what we do. And number three, there shouldn't be a way out of that punishment. Those are the three things that chesed does within din. We are given the chance, not immediate, even when it comes, it's less, but there is something there. And three, we have a chance of tshuva to totally wipe it clean all of the dinim. So if you say Yivatru Ma'ohi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives up, Chas V'Shalom, says the Mesillas Yesharim. But he has these little extensions, it's like a tax extension, right? Yeah, okay, April 15th, but you know what? Those of you who are having difficulty, you can have a little more time, but it's an extension. But Chas V'Shalom to say Yivatru Ma'ohi. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that every time, a little Kabbalistically in Shar Aleph, in Perek Yud Beis, every time we do a mitzvah, we are creating our own Olam Haba. And when we do an Aveira, we are creating our own Gehenim. He writes this in a number of places. He says, and that's why, what do you mean Yivatru Ma'ohi? You can't say he's Mavadar anything, because we create our own Olam. So we're going to see, Las Alaba, what we're doing. But you can't see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain system. Me'esa Bria Kavahu Yizbarach Shemo Kol Sidre Han Hagas HaOlamos. Sheyu Tzluyim Kvi Yisoris Masiyatam. It's all totally on us. So you can't say anything changes. It's all totally on us. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the chance to do tshuva, but it's all totally on us. Okay, there's a lot more. I'll just say one more. I once heard from a Ephraim Waxman that, what does it mean, why dafka your intestines? If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, your intestines are going to be mavutar. He says, imagine, we all learned this in biology, your intestines are very long. They're all smushed up inside. But if you would take your intestines and stretch them out, it would go for a couple blocks. Right? You stretch them out. So a person might say, what do you need all these intestines for? Just take a little off. What do you need every single, so exact? You need this exact amount of intestines? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this for? It goes this way and that way and this way. What do you need the whole thing for? Say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran. He gives up a little bit. Yivatru Ma'ohi, your intestines. You think this extra here and this is not perfect. Yivatru Ma'ohi, your intestines should be given up. Every inch of the intestines is perfect. Mafli Lassos. Mafli Lassos, we say in Asher Yatzar. And the Ramah says, there's this unbelievable diuk in every little part of our body. Yivatru Ma'ohi. Okay. Amr Chana Vitim Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini. Ma'idachsiv Erech Apayim. Berav Loksiv Erech Af. What do you mean Erech Apayim? Double and not Erech Af. Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim L'Rishayim. Apayim means if he's Tzadikim for Rishayim, he is Erech Apayim. He delays. He delays both for a Tzadik and a Rasha. A Tzadik, he delays giving Schar right now, because to save it for him and Olam Haba, and in Russia, he prevents, he delays from giving punishment right now, also to give him punishment in Olam Haba. Tana Rabbana says the Gemara, Lo yisakal on the rishus l'rishus rabim. You can't clean out your stones from your own rishus and throw them into the street. Can't do that. Ma'isa ba'da mecha shayim esakam rishus l'rishus rabim. A person once was doing that. U'matzu chasid echad. Whenever it says chasid echad, sometimes it means Eliyahu Navi, sometimes it means somebody else. Matzu chasid echad amru lo reka. Empty person. Mipnei atam esakam rishus shayin shalcha l'rishus shalcha. Why are you emptying stones from rishus that is not yours to rishus that is yours? So ligleg alav. So he laughed at him. He said, what are you talking about? It's just the opposite. Right, Yamim Nitzach Limkar Sadeo. Eventually, he had to sell his field via Mahalik Bos versus Rabim, and he's walking in the street on that street. V'nichsha Bosan Avanim, and he stumbled over the rocks. Amar, he says, Yafa Amar Liosa Chasin. Now I understand. I had to give up my own field, which is now Rishus Sheinu Shalcha, and now this is a Rishus Shalcha because the street belongs to everybody. Rishus a street is Shritfis. So that's why. Now I understand. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Gotta say this one. Says the Ben Yoyada, I think al derech musar, says the Ben Yoyada. Again, the Ben Ishchai, al derech musar. Sometimes people sin, and we only sin for ourselves. Sometimes people sin, and we cause others to sin. He says, that's in Yonel Kasha. Because even if we then do tshuva for our own sins, so then, that's only true for our own sins, but the sins that I cause other people to do, I can't prevent that. So lo yisakel adam, may reshusel reshus arabim. A person shouldn't take his avonos in his reshus and throw him outside and cause other people to sin. He says, and then in ma'isav adam echad, he says, stop it. Stop doing that, causing other people to sin. Even though he was going to do his own tshuva. And later on, he was thrown out of his own field. What does that mean? Because later on, he got the sins, the onesh of the other people's, and they were thrown to him. So he was getting a chelok she'inu shelo. He was getting a portion of his own, of that wasn't his, but he was getting a chelok of that gehenim, because he caused those sins. Again, it's a beautiful derech musar. Ben Yoyada, right? There's only like 6 pages of Ben Yoyada and Baba Kama, but even just to write the whole sefer for Daf Nun and Baba Kama, dayenu. Says the Mishnah, Hachofer bar Rishus Arabim, v'nafal esocha shor hachamar chayiv. It's regular din. You dug a bid in Rishus Arabim, and a shor hachamar fell in chayiv. Echad hachofer bar shiachum or haritzim nisim chayiv. Even if you dig any of these types of cavities in the ground, you're chayiv. Im kein lama nemar bar. So why does it say bar in the Torah? Ma bar sheish bo kedei lahamis asar tvachim. Av kol sheish bo lahamis asar tvachim. Just like a bar is deep enough to kill, 10 tvachim. So to all of these, only if they're 10 tvachim deep. If they're less than 10 tvachim, and the shor hachamar falls in and dies, potter, you're potter. Rashi says earlier on Daf Gimel, because it's not usual for a bar to kill less than 10 tvachim. But less than 10, you are chayv. Period. Amarav, here it is, important machlokas. Mr. Spolton's been waiting for this. Amarav bar shachiv olav Torah lahav lav lachavto. Rav says, why is a bar chayv? A bar is a chayiv for not according to Rav, for the impact of the ground. Because, after all, we'll see in a second, the ground was always there. What did you do? It was always there. You just uncovered some dirt on top of it. But you're chayiv for the suffocating element. Because that is what you created. Lahava lachavto. Right, that the Ramban says in the Melchamos, on Yud Gimel Amabez in the Dafi Arif. You created this suffocating air. This was not here beforehand. You created it. But the ground was always underneath. So that's why you are not going to be chay for the chavet. Alma k'savar chavata karka olam u'damaski lei. Chavata is just karka olam. That's just, was always there and you uncovered it. Says the granat. What does that mean? What does that mean? L'havlo v'lo l'chavto. So the granat says, possibility number one, maybe the real point is that by all other mazikim, it's mazik by itself, without any hitztarfus l'davar acher. But once there's a hitztarfus l'davar acher, it's not a real mazik. So therefore, this ground, dafka hevlo chayiv shehu mazik b'fnei atzmo. The chavata, falling on the ground, is not a exclusive mazik. Why? Because the person falling in also has part of it. He smashes himself. He's taken part in the ma'isa hezek. So that's why you can't be chayiv for the falling in. You're only chayiv for the suffocating airspace. One possibility. The other possibility is what he says, b'shem the Ramban. And that is, what were you yotzer? You have to be yotzer a mazik. And therefore, the chevet, the ground was always there. You can't say you were yotzer that. Mashenke in the air, you were yotzer that situation. That is Rav. Shmuel says, no, you're chayiv in both. Lahev, and surely, lechavto. Not only also, but surely lechavto. V'yimtein lechavto amr Torah v'lo lechavlo. If you want to say it's only lechavto, no. HaTorah he'ida labar v'afilo mali svukach osemer. The Torah says yechayvan bar. It doesn't matter if it's filled up with wool, where there's not going to be chavto. So therefore, you have to say it's also haflo. My benayah, what's the nafkamina between them? Rashi says, if an animal falls into a 10 tfachim pit, you're going to be chayv of both of them. So what's the nafkamina? What if you dig a mound in Rosh Hashanah? Meaning there's no, it's not going to fall down, but if it's going to fall up, it's going to go onto this mound and then fall down. So according to the Rav, you're not going to be chayev because there's no hevel there. According to Shmuel, you will be chayev because it's about the chibut, and the chibut is from any 10 drop. My time of the Rav, what's the reason for Rav that he says only lahavlo? It's only if he falls in. And if he falls in, that's hevel. Lushmuel v'nafa called du mash, but Shmuel said no, only any v'nafa. Tznan. Let's finish this up. Imke lamanem rebar ba bar b'shish b'gadi lamad azar tfachim. Afko shish b'gadi lamad azar tfachim. Any 10 tefach deep. Bishmuel l'shmuel af kol asu yegova. What is this last line including? Or the Shmuel, it's including even a mound. El Rav af kol asu yemai. What's af? Anything including lasuya charitza benitz, and it's including these other types of cavities underneath. Charitza benitz behedik kadari luhu. What do you mean? It says that. You don't have to include that in the Mishnah. Tani vader mefarish. It says it and then explains it. Vahani kulu tokani lamali. So why does the Mishnah even have to say all these different types of cavities? So tzricha, it has to say all of them because they're each a little different than the other one. Ditana bar if you have bar havamina barasar who deislay havla. Mishnah the katanu kricha. A bar is very small and there's suffocating. It's very small, claustrophobic. But a siach, another type of cavity, which is longer, maybe there's no hevel problem there. Kamash Malan, there is. It's still small. It's long and small. But by a cave, it's wider. So maybe there's no hevel problem there. Kamash Malan, there is. It's shady. Which is saved the mansions, but there's no roof. Ema basar lesbu havla. Maybe there's no hevel there. Kamash malon there is. Vitana charitzin avamina charitzin atzor hudis behavla mishim de lesbu revicha mila el tfei mitatoi. Maybe only there because it's not wider on top than it is below. Avon neitzin de revicha mila el tfei mitatoi, but not it's, which is wider on top than below. Ema basar lesbu havla. So maybe there is no hevel. Kamash malon. That's why the Mishnah has to say all these cases. In all these cases, according to Rav, there is a hevel problem. Period. We'll stop here. And look for more pshatim of Kol Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin Hi Yivatru Ma'ohi. Okay.